Last year in Germany, this small drone gave law enforcement across the globe a look into the future. It hovered over a campaign rally for Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Von Europa.
Then landed just feet away from her. Security took it away as Merkel laughed it off. But law enforcement didn't see it as a laughing matter.
What is it about that video that concerns you the most?
If you really think about what could have happened there, that drone hit its target right on the mark and could have took the chancellor and her people out.
Deputy Chief Salvatore DePace is one of the New York City Police Department's top counterterrorism officials. He says as America's fascination with drones has grown, so has the NYPD's concern that they could deliver a terrorist attack.
Chemical weapons?
If the technology is there, which you know we're thinking you know it is and will be.
Guns?
Guns, definitely. We've seen that. We've seen some paintball video. Very accurately hitting the targets with the paintball.
The NYPD's concern has been heightened by a dramatic increase in the number of drone incidents over New York City. Over the last year, there have been over 40 incidents with drones, and three people have been arrested after the NYPD says their drones nearly collided with police helicopters. Deputy Inspector Jimmy Cohn is the head of the department's aviation unit.
These drones have a payload capability on them where you could attach a camera or a device. So our concern is that somebody could take an explosive or a substance and put it in that payload and deliver that into an area.
This deadly potential is why several units within the NYPD are developing technology to detect, disable, or even control a drone.
Ideally, that would be probably our best tool to take over the flight of a drone, disable it, bring it back into a safe location, a safe area where we can check it out and see if it is a weapon or not. You know, with some time and money and effort, I think we'll get there.
They would like technology that can scan the skies over major events. And just this week, the FAA reaffirmed an existing flight restriction that calls for fines and jail time for anyone who operates an aircraft near or over large sporting events. And Scott, that now includes the operators of drones and model planes.
Fascinating, Jeff. Thanks very much.